Live sport returns to TV screens throughout New Zealand and Australia tonight when Rugby League's NRL resumes across the ditch. Absent for 2 months due to the COVID-19 lockdown, the competition is one of the first professional sports leagues to return. Tonight's first game back features Brisbane and Parramatta, but much of the focus with the resumption has centred on the Warriors. The New Zealand club spent 2 weeks in quarantine in rural New South Wales just to be involved. Many players leaving behind young families with no certainty around when they might reunite. Former Warriors, Penrith and Canberra coach Matthew Elliott spoke with Felicity Reid about the appreciation in the Australian Rugby League community for the Warriors' actions.
I think the sacrifices that they've made, you know, just to come and ensure that they remain in the NRL and you know, become a vital cog in it is highly respected in Australia, and they've actually become a lot of people's second favourite team over here. So I'm not surprised by it at all. And not only are they heightening their health, it's obviously when they're away from family, you can't help but be a little bit concerned during these times. So there's a lot of respect, and I certainly share that.
Do you think the Warriors will have been galvanised from this time together?
The players are spending 24/7 with each other, so that really gives, you know, the players and the individuals and the coaching staff to spend not just time on the game, but spend time on understanding each other and what makes each other tick, even at a higher level than normal. That opportunity does exist. I guess if you're looking for threat, you can say that it also gives the opportunity for, you know, people to get a little bit tired of each other's company and miss their family even more. But I you know, my experience with the players in the Warriors would be that will bring them closer together. They're very, very, you know, good people, and they're, you know, a tightly knit group. So this will give them the opportunity to come together even more than other teams.
How do you think this somewhat unexpected break will have impacted on the players mentally and physically?
Look, I think that there's positives in that for sure. There's that players that were suffering injury, and you know, sometimes you just wonder whether the pre-season's, you know, too short because you don't get the time to prepare properly. So players will have had time to restore. Certainly there's been a lot of distractions, hasn't there, during this period of, you know, great uncertainty. It's certainly nothing that I've ever experienced before. So, you know, when you're talking about high performers, any distraction of any kind, if it impacts your performance, it's going, you know, it's going to be, if it's 1%, that's massive at that level. So that'll be something really, really interesting to have a look at, you know, which teams have handled that best. And that will be an indication of the way that the coaching staff is directed focus of their players.
With the return of the competition and the revised draw, the teams you would have picked as premiership contenders at the original start of the competition, the sides you'd pick now?
I don't think that the draw is going to be the biggest variable. And people keep talking about the draw. I think the biggest variable is certainly the change of rules. There's no doubt about that. You know, and going to one referee. So not only do referees have to get used to refereeing on their own, they're going to have to also incorporate some pretty interesting new rules that I like, and I'm certainly not opposed to the rules, and I'm really respectful of the way that the decisions are being made around that. You know, however, that I think that the teams that adapt best to that will certainly take the early opportunities. I guess some other teams have also had the great opportunity of getting some of their best players back who were injured at the start of the season or even injured in round two. So yeah, there are a few variables there. But I still think that the teams that I fancied early on, I haven't changed my mind on that just yet.
And that was Matthew Elliott speaking with Felicity Reid. And the Warriors' first game back is on Saturday night.